Good afternoon, everybody. This is Glenn Stout with HSP in Sports. It's Sunday afternoon, and I've got a chance to have a young man on the line right now, Stephen Calvert, Miami Carroll City Chiefs quarterback. It's just a pleasure having him on today. We had Jakari Harrison yesterday, both quarterbacks, big wins this weekend. Stephen's with Miami Carroll City under Coach Aubrey Hill. They started out week one. They lost the first game. They're 2-1. Their home opener, week two, they go up to Oxbridge. Stephen throws three touchdown passes and wins that game. The Chiefs win it 27-14. And then week three, last Friday night, they travel all the way up to State Powerhouse, Lakeland. They go up 28 points in the first half before Lakeland could only muster its first points of the game on a blocked punt. You throw four TDs passes in the first half for a total of 257 yards, end up coming out of the game late in the third quarter and rack up 292 yards on 20 receptions with four TDs. I'm scratching my head, man. What made the difference between the play from week one loss up till today?
Well, I think week one, we just weren't mentally prepared for it. We came in playing around in practice, thinking it was going to be an easy game. So we just, after week one, we stayed focused. We got right back to work, came in the next day early in the morning, watched film, watched what we missed, and went out of practice the next day and worked hard ever since.
You know, that's the same thing that happened with I talked to Jakari. They took advantage of it. They've just been listening. Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes you listen to the hype so much, you buy into it, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, tell me, you threw a lot of passes, a lot of touchdowns. There had to be some guys on the other end of the ball. Tell me who those contributors were, and tell me a little bit about them and how they've made a huge impact from game one until the end of the season. Tell me about them.
Well, first I want to start off with Kevon Dingle, 2017. He transferred over from Crop, big-time receiver, big, strong, physical receiver. Who goes and gets the ball. He had three touchdowns against Lakeland, breaking a lot of tackles and making the first person miss. Also, I want to say Montre Smith, tall, speedy receiver. He just lights out, goes and gets the ball full speed ahead and makes plays. Slot receivers, I'm going to say Steven Newbolt, quick, gets open all the time, always open, and looks the ball in and makes plays after the catch. Victor Tucker, 2017, he's just a lights out. He catches everything. And he's a student of the game. He's smart. He knows all his plays, where he's supposed to be at the right time, the right place. He's just always open. And also I want to say my offensive linemen. Couldn't do it without them.
I was going to ask you about them. We can't leave out the big uglies now. Shout out some of those guys too, man, because I've watched some of your video from Oxbridge, and, you know, you've got some good feet, good movement, but I'll tell you, they opened up some great pockets. Let me know about some of those guys.
We actually had two offensive linemen transfer in, Dante Rose from South Plantation High School, Tristan Anderson, he came over from Killian. Our center, 10th grade center, he's been starting since a freshman, Montrell Smith. On the right side, got Tyron Jones, and 2017 big, one of the biggest linemen, Jason DeNorris.
Wow. Those are some big boys. And you know, I hear you, and there's a bunch of young men that are juniors that are playing now.
Oh, yeah. Whole bunch of juniors on our team.
Big bunch of them coming up. So you guys are really – you know, you're not even next year when they come around, they're reloading, man. They're ready to roll, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. They're ready to go.
Well, you know, Stephen, I got a chance to watch you during the off season train like crazy. You played a lot of 7-on-7, a lot of 7v7 tournaments. I know there's a lot of young kids that are listening to us right now that play Little League football. There's a lot of kids that may be, you know, thinking about, hey, do I really want to play this quarterback position or a wide receiver position? And they see it, especially in South Florida. You know, it's huge in South Florida. The state is caught on. The rest of the country is just catching up. If you got any advice and you wanted to let them know, what is it that maybe helped you, and what is it that maybe didn't help you so much about being in this this highly competitive 7-on-7 circuit?
First off, I want to say definitely get into the 7-on-7 circuit. It helps so much with the competition and the chemistry with the receivers, knowing that you can rely on the receiver getting to the right place at the right time just so I can get him the ball. A bad thing I would say is it kind of messes up your footwork because you're just back there in the pocket all day finding an open receiver. But other than that, 7-on-7 is a blast. It's a lot of fun.
Well, you know, I watched you, and it's interesting you say that because you're absolutely correct. I watched you at Oxbridge, and I did see you. I saw you hitch, you know, and and so I saw you double hitch a couple times, which is real important for the young quarterbacks out there learning the game. There's a lot of fundamentals you got to learn, but you've got to be able to trust that line to make that pocket, and you've got to learn to hitch up into it. And you, Stephen, you know what I'm talking about. So what you're telling me is, and I can see it now, but I never thought of it, and I'm glad you're bringing this up, the 7-on-7 circuit, with that 4 seconds, that's just really, with 4 seconds, no lineman coming down on you, messes up your footwork.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And that's a great point. I want all the young people that are watching or listening to this program be able to catch that, those little things that these quarterbacks are telling you. There's a reason that Stephen Calvert throws for so many touchdowns. It's because, number one, he took it very seriously in the offseason, and you listen to him when he says that timing and that footwork is a quarterback messing him up, but it sure did help with that timing of throwing that ball to that receiver at a certain place at a certain time. And, man, it showed. There was a couple catches. I haven't seen the videos from Lakeland yet, but I saw a couple over-the-back catches, and you guys got the timing down, man, with those receivers. They know if you're going to throw it back behind the shoulder. And is that the stuff you get and gather during that off-season working out with them?
Oh, yeah, definitely learn how fast they are, how quick they come out the break, knowing if I put it back shoulder, they could adjust to the ball, or just putting it up in the air and have them go run under and get it. And it's pretty much all around technique-wise over the summer to learn their speed and agility and how quick they are.
Makes a big difference, too, to play with the best of the best, doesn't it?
Yeah, down in Dade County, yes, sir.
Now, you go, it's week 4 of the season. You head down to Hialeah or over to Hialeah. You meet Hialeah, Miami Lakes. It just came off a big win against their crosstown rival, Hialeah High. What are you going to try to do to accomplish on the field to bring home another victory for the Chiefs?
What I'm going to do is I'm just going to stay focused. Go in Monday morning, watch film, learn their best players, learn their weaknesses, and just learn how to attack open spots in their area on the defense. And I'm just going to keep my leadership up and just lead the team.
What are some of the things, Stephen, that you want to accomplish as a quarterback at Miami, Carroll City, your senior year? What are some of the things what do you want to accomplish first? Let's start with that.
Well, first I want to lead my team to a state championship, but first I just want to make the playoffs right now, stay focused and make the playoffs, get to the playoffs.
If somebody's talked about Stephen Calvert at Carroll City Chiefs or in Dade County, how would you want to be remembered from that high school and your high school experience to your senior year?
I just want to be remembered as a leader. Coming into an environment like that, just leading my team, working hard, staying focused, and just overall just trying to win states.
That's fantastic. And I see each week, we talked about this earlier, man, you got a coach, and even in the preseason, promoting you guys, Coach Aubrey Hill, promoting the Chiefs. Tell me how special that is to have a head coach not only take care of business and things on the field in the classroom, but also blasting positive things about you guys, the Chief family, on social media.
Yeah, it's great to have a coach like Aubrey Hill. He's like a father figure, a big brother to everybody on the team. Everybody looks up to him. Nobody, if we have a problem, we could just go to Coach Hill. He'll talk to us about it. He'll get our heads right for the upcoming events and stuff. Just Coach Hill, he's a lovable guy. Coach Hill does everything he can for us and the team.
But Coach Hill have a few. Go ahead.
But it's a different side of Coach Hill when we get on the field. Coach Hill, all Coach Hill wants to do is win and make sure his players are successful.
That's a great example, and I thought that I've only texted him. I know Ryan has talked to him on the phone to set up some games. What were some of the things he told you guys out of week one going into week two?
He just said, "Stay focused, stay focused, stay focused, stay focused. Work hard, grind, and just go out the next week and compete and play like a Chief would."
That's fantastic because it was like night and day. I know that. Well, you verbally committed to Liberty. Tell me how that came about.
Well, it came about when they first sent me the offer. I looked in the school. I really liked it. And I went up there to one of the camps on an unofficial visit. They showed me the school, showed me around. They gave me tours. And it's this beautiful campus. And all the coaches seemed to really like me. I just felt kind of like home. And they told me I have a good opportunity to come in as a freshman and compete for the starting job, and that really opened my eyes.
Well, it's interesting. I've got a son, like we talked about earlier, that was looked at all over the country and took visits all over the country. But when he went out to a little Tabor College in the middle of Kansas, you threw a bullseye in Kansas. That's where Tabor is, a little Christian college now. Mm-hmm. And when he got there. And raising our family, and he said he had guys coming in from Compton and coming in from Harlan. He said it was a trip, and he said, but it was one of the best experiences he ever had because the head coach came and picked him up 3 hours at the airport and had that 3-hour drive. He said, this is the place I want to be at. It sounds like mm-hmm. that's the kind of experience you had when you went around Liberty. Is that the case?
Yes, sir. Coach Wimbo, he was just showing me around the whole time, always with me. Everything, any question, he answered it perfect. It was just a great experience, like you said.
Now, I'd be willing to bet that that point in time, you know, we're all talking about how in the world Jakar Harrison and Stephen Calvert are off the radar. You know, how can this be? I'd be willing to bet you're on the radar now, and I can be willing to bet you're probably getting some calls and some texts from coaches around the country.
Yes, sir.
You don't have to talk about that if you don't want to, but I got a feeling that they're probably lighting your phone up and trying to convince you that it'd be better for you to come over here, and you don't have to say a thing about it, but been there, done that, and you know, congrats to you. Most importantly, Stephen, it's just so important. When I hear, I'm just so happy to hear they're committed to you and you're committed to them.
Yes,
you know?
Sir.
And it's all about where you feel comfortable for the next 4 years.
Yep.
And if that coach, and especially since that coach, he's been there for a while at Liberty, I'm assuming, right?
Yes.
That's important, and that means he'll probably be there your whole 4 years because that's the person you committed to, and that's very
mm-hmm.
important. The next 4 years, you know, you got to finish high school first, but, man, the next 4 years you're going to have a blast, and I can't wait to follow you live a couple games.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to follow you at the next level just like I've got. You know, we've got – hundreds of kids around the country right now. It's amazing to watch them. So, you know, it's just been great to have a chance to talk to you today. It's going to be even more fun when HSPN Sports gets to broadcast you for the entire game, and so the entire
mm-hmm.
nation can really see the Chiefs. And we're looking forward to covering you. We've got you on the schedule, like I said earlier, with a live broadcast down at Trash Powell when you guys will shoot the clash between you and Miami Central. I know you got a couple
mm-hmm.
games before that. We're not going to get ahead of ourselves, but HSBN Sports has got you guys scheduled. And then we also have you scheduled, the Chiefs scheduled for the broadcast the following week when you guys play Southwest Miami. I'm not looking for you to look forward. I know Coach wants you to focus on this next week, but I want the people to know around the nation that we're going to put a light on the Chiefs nationwide for those
mm-hmm.
two games, and we'd love to get them more. But those are two games I know that we've talked to Coach Hill about, and those are home games for you, so we know we'll have plenty of room in the box, which we didn't have, which we'd love to cover you guys up at Oxbridge. And I want to thank you for taking the time this afternoon to talk to me. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we end the show, Stephen?
All I want to say is go Chiefs, and look out for us. We're coming.
I love it. Well, there you go, folks. It's Stephen Calvert, quarterback, Miami Carroll City. One of, in my opinion, the most underrated quarterbacks in the nation, putting up big numbers every week, and one of the nation's toughest and most competitive districts. Thank you for joining us. This is Glenn Stout with HSPN Sports. Stay tuned for HSPNSports.com for this week's upcoming high school game day. So long.